Well, this morning we're visiting with Dee Heaton down at the Corning Opera House there in Adams County. Dee, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You've got kind of a fun show coming up here this weekend. On Saturday night, you've got a show called the Neil Diamond Tribute Show. That should be a hot seller.
I'm really excited for it, and tickets are selling well.
Very good. You have a performer coming up from Branson, I understand.
He is. His name's Keith Allen, and he's been in Branson for years. He's won the Tribute Artist and the Tribute Show of the Year for Branson. And he performs there March through December. And then in his off-season, he likes to travel.
Very good. So he does all the standards, all the favorites that we'd understand and know?
Oh, yes, he does. He will sing Sweet Caroline, that's a favorite. Hello Again, he has written so many songs, you're going to recognize every single one of them.
Well, in a Neil Diamond show, most folks that are going to go to those shows are going to know all the lyrics to all the songs, so no problem singing along with him?
That's right. Join in the fun.
Meant to be a good time. How were you able to hook up with Keith?
They actually called us. Someone had went to Branson and then told him that this would be a great place to perform, and they called us and asked if they could, and we said, yes, we'd love to have him.
Well, that was convenient.
It was very convenient.
It's easy to book when you have your own agents out there looking for good talent.
Yes, 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 yes.
Excellent. Do you like to do these types of shows at the Opera House a lot?
We do. About once a month we have a different show. Tribute artists seem to be a real popular one, but we also do lots of other genres.
Yeah, these are kind of safe, aren't they? Because folks know what they're getting.
Yes, exactly.
They understand, they know the songs, they know the kind of a show that they're going to see. This is probably a family-friendly show.
It will be rated G, yes.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the Corning Opera House, too. For folks who haven't been there before, tell them what a gem this is.
We're kind of a hidden gem in our area. We restored in 2012. We can seat 300 people. We have state-of-the-art sound and lights. It's just really great acoustics for different kinds of shows. We do lots of dances and rentals, weddings.
This was a pretty big project when they took this on.
It was a huge project. We raised like $4.5 million to complete the restoration.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Why was it important to Corning to be able to save this particular facility?
We kind of needed a place for like wedding showers and bridal showers or meetings to happen. We're becoming kind of a centrally located place, and we do lots of training sessions for different companies.
Sure. But in our throwaway society, it probably would have been cheaper just to build a new facility and forget about renovating the old one. But they chose to keep the history alive.
Yes. Yep. And there's a lot of stories to tell.
Oh, I'm sure there are. And so you've been holding performances there at the Opera House then since when?
2012 is when we opened.
Okay.
And we have something almost every month.
And in the meantime, it's available for folks to be able to use for other things then, too.
Yes.
Very good. Well, talk about the show. How will this set up? Is this kind of going to look like a nightclub-type show with tables and chairs, that type of seating, or is it kind of theater seating? How will it set up?
This will be theater seating. They are assigned seats, and you can purchase them online through our website, corningoperahouse.com. Or you can call the Opera House at 641-418-8037. The concert starts at 7. It'll last about 2 hours. The doors to the auditorium will open at 6:30, and we have concessions and that feature popcorn and candy and pop and water and beer. And we hope you come.
Got everything covered there for folks. And as you mentioned earlier, tickets are easy. You can do that to what? On the phone, online, all kinds of ways?
Yes.
All right.
Our website's corningoperahouse.com. If you buy them in advance, adults are 20 and students are 5. And the day of the show, the adults go up to $22.
Okay. Well, still a pretty good deal for a show like that.
It's very reasonable.
Now, is this a one-man show, or is he bringing a band with him then, too?
This is a one-man show, but sometimes his wife will come out and sing a couple songs with him.
Oh, okay, so she gets to play like the Dolly Parton part or something.
Yes, yeah. Yep.
Okay, very good. Have you seen him perform?
I have not. But we did have, last week I sold a couple tickets to a couple that were over 60 miles away from Corning. They have been to Branson 6 times specifically to see him. And they were so excited, they got on their motorcycle and came right over and got their tickets last week.
Oh, by golly, there you have. There's your best advertisement you can get right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. And they've seen him several times. They're still willing to make the trip to come back.
That's right.
Do you get a lot of patrons that will come in from distance to see different shows?
Yes. Most of our probably over 50, 60% of our audience is from outside of Adams County.
Yeah, well, as we all know, Adams is the smallest county population-wise in the state, so it's always good to have friends elsewhere to help support.
We do need that.
Well, we all do to a certain extent, don't we?
Very good.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the work that that goes on with generating the excitement for shows and things. Do you have memberships or opportunities for folks to become regulars?
We do have a season pass. It starts in January. So we will actually be offering them probably in November, and that's for like 8 different shows. We also do a lot of radio. We do flyers. We do a lot on our Facebook page and Instagram. Word of mouth. Like today I just spoke to the Rotary group, so whatever we can do to get the word out.
You bet. How do folks find the Opera House?
It's located at 800 Davis Avenue, which is our main street at the top of the hill, across from City Park. It's pretty easy to find, just a couple blocks off the highway.
Okay. For folks who haven't been there before, how's parking?
All the parking is free, and it's on the street. So you will have to walk, but it's free.
Okay. Well, it's not too far, though.
Nope.
Not too far at all. All right. Yeah, free is always good. Parking's gotten to be an expensive proposition anymore for shows, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You betcha. All right. Very good. Well, again, give them the details. It's coming up this Saturday.
Saturday, the September 29th at 7 p.m., we're doing a Neil Diamond tribute, a Branson performer by the name of Keith Allen. Adult tickets in advance are $20 the day of. They're $22. Students, which are K-12, are $5. You can buy them on our online at CorningOperaHouse.com, or you can call me, the Executive Director D, at 641-418-8037. And as long as there are tickets available, we will sell them at the door.
Very good. If folks want to, if they have a good time and they want to know what other shows are coming up, can they find that online?
Yes, our calendar is also on our website.
Excellent. So you can keep appraised of what's going on there at the Corning Opera House and make sure you have a good time with the Neil Diamond Tribute Show coming up this Saturday night. Dee, thank you so much for your time and appreciate the good hard work and putting together great quality shows like this. Have fun.
Thank you very much.